the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marside Grill, Shell and Hogan, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Ace Hardware, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Bob Black.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marshside Grill, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 6:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Red Terrace Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Ace Hardware St. Simons, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Shellen Hogan, Southern Hardware, and by Marshside Grill. And now join us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrace, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you, Bob.
Good evening, Coach. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, good. Well, coming off of round one victory of the playoffs against Evans out of Augusta, 42-7 victory. Pretty good showing for the Red Terrace, even though we started out slow. Took kind of a fake punt to get us kick started.
Yeah, we had to get some energy right there, and after that, it was all kind of downhill. I felt like we needed a big play right there, and luckily it worked. If it hadn't worked, it might have been a different scenario all night long.
Hero or zero.
That's it. No risk, no reward. You know?
Scoring was spread out. We didn't do anything in the first quarter as far as scoring, but we got 21 in the second. Seven in the third, and 14 in the fourth. And their score really came off of a – You like saying that it's all about us. I'm not sure we were lined up properly in the defensive backfield, and they got a little quick throw over the middle and went 95 yards for the touchdown.
Yeah, we were supposed to be in press man, and we were playing off man. We were kind of miscommunication there with the cornerback, and didn't have help over the top. So hopefully we can eliminate those. Won't have those this week.
Yeah, it's one of those things. We just didn't get lined up properly, but defense stepped up. After that, it was scoreless for the first quarter, and then it didn't take as long in the second quarter to get on the board. After the fake punt, we drove it down, and Nolan Grant scored. Short run, maybe a 6-yard run, but a good block by number 53, the sophomore Trevor Timmons, to spring Nolan for the touchdown.
Yeah, Trevor he's been playing better and better each week. He's really kind of snapped some heads back this week during the game, and he's got a chance. Only a sophomore, he's got a chance to be a big time player in there.
Yeah, he did, getting a lot of playing time. I believe after that we held Evans. I don't know if it was three and out, maybe four or five and out. Next series, three plays, 65-yard run by Kwame Bostock, 65-yard drive, 51-yard run, put it 14-7, and after that, we really never looked back.
Yeah, and it was a couple of great blocks on the perimeter out there that sprung him. You never know, what play it is. We preach this to our kids all the time. You don't know, when the big play is going to come. You got to get out there and hustle on each one. We had some good blocking on the perimeter, and it ended up being a long touchdown run for Kwame.
Yeah, even though, once again, offensive stats aren't, astronomical by any means, but good enough to win, and that's one of your favorite sayings: the stats are stats, wins are wins, pretty much, and that's really where we were.
Yeah, I don't worry about stats too much. I worry about wins and points scored. I mean, a lot of people look at equate so-and-so move the ball. It's not about how much they move the ball. It's about how many points you give up. And Friday night we played well on defense, and we scored points. We sustained drives and executed. We do that, again this week, we'll have a chance to win.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Just to share a few of the stats, because some folks out there may like them. We were 4-for-5 in the passing with Sam Wagner, 64 yards, 12.8-yard average. His longest being a 25-yarder, but we had two back-to-back 25-yarders on the next play, on the next series. One of them was a great catch by T.J. Lewis it turned out to be a wrong shoulder, and he one-handed it down low and made the catch to keep the drive alive.
Yeah, T.J.'s one of those kids. He's got big-time ability. You could put him anywhere on the football field just about, and he'd be a star. He's obviously played some quarterback, receiver. He's playing some safety force as well. But he's got the ability to really track balls. He's got big hands. They're like dinner plates out there. So, yeah. He can go up and get the football. And on that one, he had to go down and get it. It was low.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like he's getting a lot more comfortable with his blocking on the perimeter, too. It's one of the things he's worked hard on with Coach Warnott. Rushing yards, Nolan Grant was the leading rusher, 25 carries, 134 yards for a 5.4-yard carry. Behind that was Quani Bostock, had 8 carries for 90 yards for 11.3 yards. And, you know, we keep talking about Caden Hutchinson coming in off the bench pretty much. 9 carries, 75 yards, 8.3-yard carriage, still stepping up for us.
Yeah, and, he continues to play better and better each week. You know, just in everything he does, he's getting more comfortable with what we do. You know, but I was talking with somebody about this the other day. It's just hard for sophomores to get out on August 1st and August 10th and August, you know, and September 1st and compete like juniors and seniors. They kind of have to grow into that role, and he's done that all year. He's improved each week. He's really starting to learn what to do, not just when he gets the football, but, you know, when he's blocking. So he's improved a ton out there.
That's one thing we talked about last week is his blocking improved. And he's also – he doesn't get a lot of summer reps. He's a baseball guy also. Yep. So, it's tough for him to get the seven-on-sevens and some of the other summer drills that the other guys are getting.
Yeah, he does a good job of compromising and coming to both things. And he comes in a couple days a week. You know, but you expect those guys. You know, we want to share kids. We don't want kids to play just football or just baseball. We want to be able to play both. Or regardless whatever the sport is, whether it's track or basketball or wrestling or whatever, I encourage those guys to play multiple sports.
Yeah, speaking of that, I mean, just while we're on the multiple sport, you know, a lot of our guys are maybe most of our guys, we either do the wrestling or the track in the off season, mm-hmm. which we encourage. We've got a couple. Do we have a couple doing basketball?
Yeah, we've got quite a few doing basketball as well, and some a lot of the younger kids. But
the younger kids,
I think it's good. I think, you know, just having them in the weight room all year long is plenty. We don't. You know, I don't need to be with them 5 hours a day in January and February and March. Let some other coach try to teach them to flush the toilets and pick their trash up a little bit.
Practice the patience, I guess.
Well, it is what it is. When anytime somebody comes up to me and talks to me about, you know, what we're coaching the kids or we need to do something better, I just look at them and go, man, we spend more time trying to get them flush toilets and pick up trash. I mean, that's really it. You know, if the parents did a better job teaching flush toilets, we'd probably win state championship every year. That's kind of a joke. But it is, you know, we got a building full of 150 boys. It could smell like a gas station in a hurry.
So. Oh, man. Speaking of that, I remember coaching down at Glen Middle. Mr. Blackstone came in the dressing room one day and said, man, it stinks in here. I said, Mr. Blackstone, that's hard work and dedication.
That's what that smells like
to me.
Yep.
But it does get rank sometimes. The guys are hurting on some home training a little bit. But it is what it is.
The show's officially
real. Yeah, I hope there aren't any parents that listen to the show of any of our kids, because we're definitely going to be in trouble.
Potty train them if they are. You guys keep body training.
Yeah, I got to do what you got to do. All right, we're going to take a short break. There's more to come on the Red Terrace Coaches Show and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glenn Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org. If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82. SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location from Marshside Grill. This segment brought to you by Marshside Grill, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. All right, Coach, let's switch it over to the defensive side of the ball for a little while. Other than that one long play, defense pretty much shut him down the rest of the night.
Yeah, you know, those guys played pretty well over there, you know. People are going to make plays, but as a whole, I think, we did a pretty good job. We had one drive. I felt like our focus, I think we're up 28-7, and our focus kind of waned there a little bit, and we started tackling poorly. So we kind of got out and called timeout and said a few choice things to them, and they got a stop there and played well the rest of the night.
Yeah, just sharing a few stats with you. Other than that 95-yard touchdown pass, they only had 112 total yards of offense, 207 total. But you take away that 95-yard pass, it was 112. Their freshman quarterback was 3 for 7 for 117. But there again, it was 31 without that big long pass.
Yeah.
And he was pretty much their entire offense the entire night. But we did a good job of fitting on the ball and keeping him from making good big plays.
Yeah, he's quick now. I'm going to tell you this. He's got a chance to be pretty good when it's all said and done. He throws it well. He can run a little bit, you know.
He was also their leading rusher. Just to give you some kind of idea, he had 15 carries for 28 yards. So with just 28 yards, they had 81 total offensive rushing yards. So, you know, linebackers were feeling and doing what we needed them to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a whole, I think we played, you know, pretty well. We're going to have to play better this week if we want to win that game.
Yeah, just sharing a few more linebacker stats with you just to, we've talked about them all year. Leading tackler was E.J. Thomas, had 6 tackles, 2 assists, 2 tackles for loss and 1 sack. Tyshawn Wallace, who we've talked about week in and week out up here, doing a good job at the Viper position, 5 tackles, 1 assist, 1 tackle for loss. And the name here, we haven't really called much. He's working on both sides of the ball. I think he was also the defensive player of the game was Jordan Swain. He only had 1 tackle and 1 sack, but did a good job all night.
On the
corner.
Yeah, Jordan's drawn double duty all year long as our sniffer and playing some tight end and sniffer and on the defensive line, and he's a really solid football player. I'm hoping he'll continue to grow. He's got a chance to be a big rascal on both sides of the ball and play a lot of football next year as a senior.
Yeah. Once again, one of those underclassmen that we keep referring to is. Looking forward to having next year. Don't use them for excuses for not playing well. It just is what it is, and they're going to step up next year big time for us.
Yeah, there's a lot of growth. I think there's potentially a lot of growth in those kids between this year and next year.
Yeah, just mention a couple more names here that I was watching film that, I don't know that we've mentioned a lot this year, but there again, 2 underclassmen, both of them. I think James Dial, is he a junior?
He's a junior as well.
He's a junior, James Dial and Justin Fleming. Both seeing reps on the defensive side of the ball and doing a good job as well.
Yeah, and Justin's got a chance to take over for one of those outside linebacker positions next year. Done a good job and kind of spelling those guys and as an understudy, and he's got a chance to be really good moving forward.
Yeah, very coachable.
Mm-hmm.
Very coachable.
He tries, works hard.
Yeah, he's not a very verbal guy, but he definitely when you trying to coach him up, he's looking at you, and you can tell he's taking it in.
Yeah, so, he's a good kid.
Yep. You're listening to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, special teams. We've talked about him all year. That's our kicker, Chase Gabriel. Just did a heck of a job. He's got to be in the running for the special teams player of the year. If there's anybody out there for the region, I'm talking. He's got to be a top pick, I would imagine.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, obviously, there's a couple of
Richmond Hill.
Richmond Hill's kicker is really good as well. You know, I don't coach him every day, so I'll choose Chase given the opportunity. But he's really good. He's really good too. So, but you know, he's been consistent all year long, kicking the ball in the end zone, field goals, extra points, punts, all those things. On top of that, he shows up to work every day. He's got a great attitude. Really good kid. A lot of fun to be around. He's got a good sense of humor. So
I think he wants to be a safety, don't he?
He does, or wide receiver. He's actually pretty good back there. He might get his chance later on down the line.
Yeah, yeah, he absolutely. I think I had him as a freshman, played safety for us as a freshman, and did a great job. But his stats, you know, just to share with everyone, three punts at a 56.3 yard average. His longest one being a 70. You know, and just his shortest was. Just we want to average about a 40 yard, and a 40 yard for a high school player about a good average.
That's pretty good to me. More importantly than the average on what your kick is your net when you factor in the return on it. That's what's most important to me. So guys, there's a lot of guys that might be able to kick at 46, 47 yards, but is it a returnable kick? You know, with what we do, Chase hasn't had a lot of kicks returned, so that would cut down on that. And he's been very effective as a punter and as a kicker.
Yeah, just to finish him up there, he was 6 for 6 on the extra points and 6 for 6 on the touchbacks for the kickoffs, which, you know, it helps the defense tremendously when they're starting out, on their side of the field, bringing it out of the end zone.
So, more than anything, those kickoffs are huge. That's a huge weapon for us to have a guy kicking the end zone every time.
Yeah. All right, let's talk offense. We talk defense. Let's. I know you're not worried about what our opponent's going to do, about us is going to do. So, other than run faster and tackle better and play harder, what do we need to do to beat Valdosta?
Well, you know, I mean, they're Valdosta's got a very good quarterback. They're good. Their skill positions are really good, as good as we've seen all year. And you know, they throw the ball all over the place. You're going to come over and try to throw it 40, 50 times on Friday night. You know, the first thing that we've got to do is we've got to get lined up, and we've got to know our assignments. So we can't have execution errors on defense. We have to tackle in space. So when they're going to complete, we're not going to show up and have them go 0 for 49 in passing on Friday night. They're going to complete some passes, and we're going to have to make some one-on-one tackles. We've got to tackle in space. We've got to move the quarterback off his spot. On the midline right there, and we've got to do a great job in under coverage in our zone packages. When they line up and throw the football, they do a nice job. They've got some really talented receivers, do a nice job of running these little spacing routes and finding a crease. The quarterback drives the ball in there. So you know, all those things, you know, come to the forefront of the things that we've got to do on defense. Offensive, we've got to show up and run the football. Our negative plays, you know, if we get tackled for a loss of one or a loss or two, we can survive those things. We can't have bad snaps and penalties take us to second and 17, second and 18. But the big thing is we've got to be able to run the football. We've got to create some big plays somehow, either by schemes or our players just have to make some plays and get out there and stick the ball in the end zone some. We've got to play great in the special teams, obviously. You know, but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, you know, turnovers, explosive plays, and tackling. And if we play well in those areas, we'll be okay.
Okay, Coach, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Football season is here, and no matter how bad your grill game is, you can't lose with the Big Green Egg. That dry chicken you normally cook keeps its flavor and comes out juicy and perfect. The Big Green Egg comes with a lifetime warranty, and the only place that has them in Glenn County is Island Ace Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1980. 329 Longview Plaza on St. Simon, 638-3800, and on Facebook at Island Ace Hardware. Island Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simons at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
All right, welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terrace Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marshside Grill. This segment is brought to you by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware, St. Simons, and by Shelton Hogan. All right, Coach, we're going to get you to wrap it up for us. We got Mr. Andy Jones here, Mr. Red, Glen Academy Red Terriers again as our final, for the final segment as our guest. Been three good days of practice. Had three good days of practice last week preparing for Evans. Hopefully that'll carry over for the Valdosta game. I guess we're as ready as we're ever going to be. Ready to just tee it up and go.
Yeah, you know, I'm ready for the game, honestly. It's looking forward to 7:30 on Friday night, and our kids have practiced great. We look like a Glen Academy football team the last 2 weeks for the first time all year. I mean, honestly, we've had three great days of practice. We're going to have a great walkthrough on Thursday and go out and get after Valdosta. It'll be fun, and people need to come out and support the team.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, we appreciate your time. Have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow at practice.
No problem.
Now we got Mr. Andy Jones, Mr. Glen Academy Red Terror. Andy.
Good evening, Bob.
It's playoff time, and it's Valdosta High School. The Wildcats are coming to town.
Yeah, it's South Georgia football, and I'm getting very excited, Bob.
It don't get much better, does it?
Well, I tell you, I spent a lot of time in Valdosta. I went to school over there, worked football over there, so I got to be around a lot of the Valdosta program. Used to see Coach Bazemore every day. You know, he come to our college practice before he went over and watched the Cats.
Did you go to a lot of the high school games when you were over there? When you had time?
Went to a few of them, but really don't have a lot of time on Friday night when you're playing Saturday morning. We're usually pretty busy getting stuff set up for the game, and so every now and then we get a chance to go over. There's a big game, you tried to get over there, maybe catch the second half of the game or something like that. You know, you just walked across campus Cleveland Field was just at the corner of the Valdosta campus. You know,
I didn't realize that they share the same field.
Yeah, they sure did.
I got you.
Yeah, they sure did.
I didn't realize that. So. All right, like we said, it's big time high school football
night. You know, got a few concerns. You know, Bob, we're coming in. We got a little ding here, a little ding there, and you know, it's that time of the year where you start to see these kind of things develop. You know, little injuries, nothing big, but you know, aches and pains and that kind of thing start to show up late in the season, and so you know We've got a couple of those here and there in the training room. Marissa's been working hard, you know, trying to get everybody ready to go, and I think she's done an excellent job this week.
Yeah, when you started talking about the dings, I was definitely going to bring up Marissa, and actually I think Marissa's going to be our guest next week. You know, from our sports medicine standpoint, Marissa Totoro, she has been great. I mean, yeah. I don't know what else. I don't know, you know, the kids love her.
We've been blessed. We're very fortunate to have her. She runs that training room in there as professional as any I've ever seen or been associated with. You know, and it's not just us. You know, she's committed to baseball, to wrestling, all the sports here at Glen. She takes care of all our student athletes, and I got to tell you, she is really, really on top of her game.
Yeah, we tried to get her to come to the show tonight, but she was already 10 minutes late for the wrestling going on. I guess they're at Brunswick. I think it's got Groves and Brunswick High.
Yeah, and
Glen.
It's the first meet. Wrestling's first meet tonight.
I think it is.
Pretty exciting.
This is the Glen Academy's Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Actually, right now we're talking with Andy Jones, a longtime Glen Academy Red Terror. If you've been to any of the games, you've seen Andy on the sidelines doing what he does, supporting our kids. Andy, you normally come up with you pull it, you know, a trick out of your hat sometimes with the fireworks and some other things as we run through. You got any anything going on this week?
We're probably going to have more of the same this week that we had last week. Kind of the kids seem to really get excited about it. And our fans, you know, you see folks that talk about, you know, that adds another dimension to the game.
I love it.
Getting ready for, again, Friday night football, South Georgia style. We just like it. And Bob, I'm thinking about it. You and I both, we didn't get to share in the moment last week when the Glenn Academy Red Terriers and Coach Hidalgo were presented with the Region 2 championship trophy. Steve Waters brought that trophy out, and I know the kids were excited to go through that. Coach would probably tell you that's old news and.
I don't know. It still gives, as a coach, gives me chills every now and then.
That was a good, you know, hearing it being broadcast over the loudspeaker and all that while we were breaking down. That really felt good. Just, you know, it's been an honor to be a part of that, and to see those kids come through as region champions has been really great.
I think you touched on it last week when you said the expectation has changed around the Glenn Academy Fieldhouse. Now, you know, it's a great honor, and it's a great thrill to win the region championship, but the kids expect to win.
They do.
And that's the mindset
that
around the field house is we're going to win.
That is the mindset. That is the expectation. You know, when we go on out onto the field of battle, we're looking to come out of this thing on top. And that's once the kids start thinking that way, and collectively the group, it's hard to stop a group of positive thinking people.
Yeah.
I don't care whether it's a football team or it's a business team in life. When you've got a group of people that are dedicated to each other, good things happen.
We try to set that tone down the ninth grade level, which is where I coach. We get them down there, and you know, I'll tell the kids every year, I don't care if I'm playing tiddlywinks with my 25, 26 year old daughter. I want to win.
Yeah.
I want to kick her behind in tiddlywinks. I'm gonna love on her when we get through. But you know, it's all about winning. And if you can show me a man that can handle losing, I'll show you a loser. And that's really the mindset that we're trying to get around here.
The competitive nature has definitely changed. You know, we talked about last week.
Back when
I got into the end of this business, you know, we didn't know what football playoff was. You know,
that's
something we might talk about a little bit. And it was always, you know, if we were getting involved in a playoff, it was because there were some other factors that had to happen. Somebody had to lose, and somebody else had to win.
Right.
It's not like that. We set our own destiny now.
Yeah. Three goals every year, you know, and we seem to be hitting them: city championship, region championship, state championship. And you know, we're working for that third goal. We've already met the first two. Now we're working on the third one.
Yep.
So anyway, okay, close us out, Andy. Any final words for the Red Terror Nation?
Hey, it's going to be a huge night Friday night. I hope everybody comes out. Bob, we're finally getting some football weather Friday night. Temperature's going to drop down. The weather's going to be nice. It's going to be a great night for football. Bundle up, bring a blanket with you, and come out and support what these kids have been doing. You know, they've been working. You think about the time these kids have put in this year.
Been working,
you know,
since January.
It's time. It's time to really reap the rewards and playoff time. I can't think of a better place to do it and a better team to do it against than the Valdosta High Wildcats.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking, you know, with the cold weather, I'm thinking that's one of the reasons the kids have been flying around in practice the last couple of weeks. Hadn't been any sand gnats. We hadn't had to swat gnats. So it's been a couple of great weeks of practice. Come on out, like Andy said, support the Red Terriers. They've worked hard. They've been working hard. They work hard all year. But when you get out there and you're pounding heads and banging heads and the aches and pains start piling up, now it's time for them to dig down deep and find a win. So we're going to close it out. Thanks for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo and special guest Andy Jones on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Marshside Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 6:30 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Bob Black. He's
Andy Jones. Go Terriers!
Go Terriers! Good night, everybody.